Good morning. Good morning. The Lord be with you. That's an easy way to get everyone quiet. Great to see all of you gathered here this morning as we join together to hear once again God's word and his promises for our lives. Isn't it nice to have that one person in your life that follows through on their word and all the promises that they offer? And we're going to find out that one person or being in our life that does that is God. He does that. He gives us promises and words, and he always follows through. And so that's an encouraging thing for us to think about today, especially as we take a look at Noah in Genesis chapter 9. Before we begin this morning, we do have a few announcements to share. As you came into the congregation this morning, there were pictures of the stargazing event that we had on July 19th. Thank you, Carol, for putting that together. We're very thankful how that event went as well. I just wanted to point that out in case you saw it as you entered in this morning. A few announcements. The first is that today, after our worship, we will have a special presentation back here in the sanctuary. We'll disperse for about 5 to 10 minutes, and of course, we're having our fellowship, as always, and feel free to attend that. But back in the sanctuary, we'll have a special presentation on emergency preparedness by Deaconess Arlene Jansons. Arlene is here, and her son, John, if I can just have you wave your hand over here. Hi, Arlene and John. Nice to have you here at Peace this morning. And so they will present after the worship service, and someone pointed out in Bible class, what a special time to actually offer this because of all the devastation that's happening just south of us in California. We want to make sure that we're prepared here at Peace if there were an emergency. How would we take care of our people? What would we do for our community? So it's a timely topic this morning at Peace. The other thing that I would share is that I would just encourage you to check out the newspaper this morning. Peace was on the front page, I think, of the Gazette Times. Jerry Wiley, Jerry and Kathy are going to be joining Peace August 12th here. Jerry is going to Chicago to present a presentation on dementia. He leads a support group here at Peace, and I think the pictures from the front page are right here from Peace on the Gazette Times this morning. So we'll uplift Jerry in our prayers as he prepares for his travels off to Chicago this morning. But my encouragement is for everyone to go ahead and read that article to find out about what he does and what his speech is going to be like in Chicago. And then also, I would just share with everyone that once again, August 12th, Peace is offering two worship services for four Sundays, August 12th, August 19th, the 26th, and September 2nd. On September 9th, we're all coming back together and actually going back to our regular hours. But on those four dates, we'll have service at our normal time at 9:30 in the morning, and then in the evening at 7 p.m., starting August 12th. And Ellen has an important announcement. I'm going to pass it off to her.
The youth from Philomath are having a blood drive here at Peace on Monday, tomorrow. And we've been kind of leaving it up to them to fill the openings and manage the blood drive. But they've had a hard time getting donors, so they only have about 17 out of 41 slots filled. And so they ask us to please make an announcement today. And if you know anyone that could donate blood, or if you can do it, check the sign-up sheet out on the round table in the narthex, or go online and sign up to give blood on Monday. There's a real demand for it right now, as there usually is in the summer. Supply is very low. And in fact, they've almost gotten to the point where they're saying they have to choose who to give blood to because there isn't enough to go around. So if you can help in that way, that would be wonderful. Also, I've volunteered that we will bring snacks for the blood drive. So if you'd like to bake some cookies and bring them any time before noon tomorrow, that would be great. And prayers are always welcome that it goes well. Thank you.
Thank you, Ellen. That's fantastic. I think that does it for announcements. Once again, welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. We pray that God would be, the words from God today would be encouraging for you and inspire you for the week ahead in His grace and mercy.